Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you, our listeners, in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, faithfully, we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your life on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Monday is presented by Inspired Media for You is truly insightful. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you, our global listening audience, for about 40 minutes into today's broadcast around our subject. And we will then open the programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments and offer complimentary live coaching around your areas of challenge. This, of course, will lend to an interactive environment, and we truly encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I'm always excited when we are taking another look into our Shape Up series. And on today's focus, we are looking at it's time to spring into action and resurrect your dreams. Do your dreams need resurrecting? I'm sure they do. We often get derailed and off track, and that is what tonight is all about. Before we jump right into today's subject, we want to ask of you, our global listening audience, to take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's program with you. Send someone a quick fax, an email, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a message in the bottle, a DM, a carrier pigeon. Woo! Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast and the richness of what will be shared on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. We want to let you know that we extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. I want to encourage you, if you don't already have your notepads, pens, tablets, iPads, laptops, desktops, whatever it is that you need to capture the richness of what will be shared this evening, that you definitely want to grab it real quick as we prepare to shape up and win, so that we can win personally and professionally, more equipped to work our vision, achieve our goals, and ultimately living out our dreams. You know, on the heels of this past Sunday's Resurrection Sunday, or as the world would say, Easter Sunday, but the true meaning for the season is the resurrection of Christ. And that is what my belief system is founded on. And so I just simply wanted to bring some insight in light of this past Sunday, and again, on the heels of Resurrection Sunday. And so, you know, when we're talking about, and I could so relate to this, I want you to know, when we're talking about resurrecting something, we're talking about raising something from the dead, bringing something to life again, giving it life again. And I don't know about you, my global listening audience, our global listening audience, but there is often and has been moments on my journey where I needed there to be a resurrection in my dreams. I needed there to be a resurrection in some area of my life, meaning there was an area that appeared to be dead. And I needed there to be the breathing of life back into this area, so that it can now be useful again, so that it now is able to be vibrant again. And many of you, although I don't know who's listening in, but without knowing who's listening in, just based on the clients that I support in my coaching practice and the individuals that I talk to on a regular basis throughout life, I know that many struggle with feeling like things are dead. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's your hope. Maybe it's your dreams. Maybe it's your vision. Maybe it's your business. But you feel like things are in a dead place. And so I wanted to give you some empowerment. As you know, my heart is to give you a weekly dose, as we say here on Motivational Mondays, of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. And so as we move into this week on the heels of Resurrection Sunday, I wanted to give you some thoughts to consider. I wanted to give you some things that you can now evaluate and process around and look at if you are struggling with needing for some area of your life to be resurrected. If you're in a good position, awesome. We celebrate you, and I'm happy to hear that you are in a powerful position. But there are those that are struggling on their journey, and they are struggling because some area of their lives does not appear to have light. It needs to be brought back to light. And that's who we're talking to today, because it's time to spring into action as we have embraced this season of spring. It's time to spring into action and resurrect your dreams. This first quarter of the year is over, and I want you to be real transparent with yourself. Be real honest with yourself. Where are you on your journey? For those that are regular listeners to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, you know Coach Adams loves a good acronym. And woohoo, do I have a great acronym for you on today. The acronym is going to be around this theme of resurrect, R-E-S-U-R-R-E-C-T, resurrect. And so we're going to take a look at what does it look like to spring into action and to resurrect my dream. How do I give life back to this area on my journey, this area in my life, or these areas that appear to have lost their life? They actually appear to be dead. They're out for the count, and I need to move into another realm. And so this acronym that we have put together for you on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we want you to know that this is something that great consideration and thought was given to, so that when you close out this hour of empowerment, you're feeling like, oh, yes, I'm ready. I'm empowered. I'm well equipped to move to the next level, because I've gotten some great tools now in my toolbox that can support me in moving to the next level. Our desire is always that we give you information and content, be it through our guests that are joining us or through our Shape Up series, that you would feel empowered. You know, as speaking on guests on our last installment of Motivational Mondays, we had Deb Crow joining us in the virtual boardroom. And Deb Crow is a co-author of the Change book series. Deb was a part of book number 5 and 12, if I'm not mistaken. And she is the creator of the Change book radio show. Now, how Deb and I actually met is your very own resident empowerment coach, Coach Shania Marie Adams, is now a co-author with the Change book series number 14. I wrote a very powerful piece, and this is not Coach Adams saying it's powerful. This is what you, the readers that have already acquired your copy of the book, have said with your feedback. And so my piece was on the power of words. And interestingly enough, as you know, as a resident empowerment coach, as your master motivator, I recognize there is great significance in the power of words. And so with that said, the chapter that I have contributed to the Change book has great meaning to me on so many different levels. I share in my brief chapter personal stories, my insight and revelation that I have gleaned on my journey to date around the significance of the power of words. And interestingly enough, that is who I've been called to be. I've been called to be one who inspires through the power of my words that I speak. And so today, as we are in our Shape Up series, Shaping Up to Win, and we're bringing greater life into and springing into action around those areas in our lives that need to be resurrected. Again, as I stated at the top of the hour, it may be a relationship. It may be your vision. It may be a specific goal. It may be your dream. It may be your business. Whatever that area is that you feel like, wow, it needs to be raised from the dead. There needs to be life brought into this particular area because there is no life. There needs to be a shift. There needs to be a change. This installment of Motivational Monday with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, is truly the installment for you. And so as we're looking at this acronym so that you can have some significant tools to take away from this hour of empowerment, I want you to capture the word resurrect, R-E-S-U-R-R-E-C-T, because we have an acronym around that. The R in our acronym for resurrect is raise your awareness. So often we go unconscious, and you, those of you that are listening in and have been regular listeners, you know that I often use the analogy that we put our heads in the sand like the ostrich. We are not consciously living our journey out. We are subconsciously moving around. We are like, quote unquote, on autopilot. We are on cruise control. We have someone else is navigating us through our journey, but we have lost that awareness. And this is what we're talking about today, that we have to, when it's talking about moving and springing into action and resurrecting your dreams, you first must raise your awareness and be in a place of consciousness, because this place of consciousness is the only place that we can actually make a decision. Whatever those decisions are that you need to make associated with giving life back to an area of your life that is lacking life, that appears to be dead, we need to first raise our awareness and come from a conscious place. So the R, raise your awareness on your journey and begin to move through your journey, this journey of life, from a conscious place, on a conscious level, not a subconscious level, but a conscious level. This consciousness meaning that you are aware. And so that's why I'm saying we need to raise our awareness. Some of us are already conscious, but we need to move to another level. And so when we're talking about raise your conscious awareness, raise your awareness, we're talking about simply moving to another level in your consciousness, whatever position you are in. It's about raising that bar, raising that level, increasing your consciousness. The E is evaluate where you are. See, now when I have raised my awareness, when I have raised my consciousness, I can now properly evaluate where I am. For those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I often use the term locating where we are. Just like navigation, it's so interesting because today I was trying to find something, and so I plugged in my destination in my navigation system. And my navigation system began to guide me on this journey of where I needed to go. And so what was interesting is that I realized while I was on my journey, I was going in the direction of the destination, I started to pass by a Walmart. And I was like, oh, yeah, I have to stop in Walmart. And so I turned into the direction of Walmart. However, this turning into the direction of Walmart was not based on where my destination was, and I plugged into navigation. And navigation didn't know that I had a shift on my course, that I decided, I got to stop at Walmart first, and so that I went off course. Navigation began to effort to recalibrate and recalculate my destination that I said I wanted to get to, pre my losing focus and going off journey into Walmart, into the parking lot for Walmart. Why am I sharing that with you? You may be thinking, okay, Coach Adams, woo, you have lost me. I hope I haven't lost you. But rather, I hope you get the point that we must evaluate where we are. Meaning we must locate where we are. Many of us, we have gotten so off the beaten path. In this example, I knew where I was. I made the conscious decision to say, I'm going to deviate for just a moment from the original destination that I programmed because I need to make a stop right over here. But oftentimes, we don't make that conscious decision. Why? Because our heads are in the sand, like the ostrich. We don't want to think about where we are. We don't want to locate where we are. Because in some cases, when I locate where I am, it can be painful. And I have to deal with what I have now come to be aware of in this moment. And I may have to make some decisions. And so many of us, we want to keep our heads in the sand. But if you are serious about springing into action, if you are serious about resurrecting your dreams, if you are serious about making sure that your vision comes to life, you cannot, and that you're achieving your goals, you cannot put your head in the sand. You have to, number one, raise your awareness. You have to move about from a conscious level. And when you are moving about on this higher level of consciousness because you've raised your awareness, you now have to evaluate where you are and locate yourself. You know, I often quote Shakespeare. Shakespeare, I love this quote, "To thine own self be true." We have to be true to ourselves. We have to, as Michael Jackson would say, look at the man in the mirror. I'm looking at the man or the woman in the mirror. You have to be able to look in the mirror and be honest with where you are on your journey. And this is only if you want change. This is only if you want different results, because it's been stated that insanity is doing the same things over and 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 over again and over again and again, but yet expecting different results. So we're talking about, as we're springing into action and looking at how can I resurrect my dreams, that there has to be a shift. We cannot continue, self-included, we cannot continue to do the same things over and over again and expect different results. So you have to be okay with evaluating where you are and locating yourself. The great thing about navigation, as I stated earlier, when you get off course, it will recalibrate. It will recalculate how do you get back. As I was sharing earlier, I was moving off of a destination that I plugged into navigation, and it began to tell me, make a U-turn right here because it noticed that, okay, you're going differently than what I've said to you. But in order for us to have that awareness, we must be conscious and raise our awareness. We have to be okay with evaluating where we are and locating ourselves. Once we have raised our awareness and we're now conscious, or another level of consciousness, and we've evaluated where we are and we've located ourselves, now we have to strategize and plan based on this awareness of where I am. Not where you thought you were going to go, what you planned for 5 months ago, 2 months ago, a month ago. We have to continue to strategize and plan based on where we are. Because the reality is that life will continuously send us stuff that we have to deal with. I know, I don't know about you, but I can tell you, Coach Adams is one, she knows life is constantly throwing the stuff. That's the vibrancy of life. And that's what makes life so interesting. Because a map, interestingly enough, a map gives you an overview from point A to point B. The navigation gives you an overview from point A to point B, but it doesn't tell you what's going to happen in between. Technology is so much more sophisticated now that you can plug in your information and navigation, and it'll show you, there's different programs, Waze is one of them, you know, that'll tell you and show you that there's a lot of traffic ahead and all of that. But it doesn't tell you down to the last minute the delays. It can give you an approximation. It doesn't tell you necessarily all of these intricate details, although it will give you a snapshot that there's a car on the side of the road and all of these different things. But some of that stuff in between, it's not able to tell you, even with technology. Life, it can't tell you that there is a nail in the road that when you're driving and you hit that nail and now you get a flat tire, you're now on the side of the road. So there's certain things that we cannot predict, and that's what I want us to understand. And so in the illustration, for example, that I just gave, you get, quote, unquote, a nail in your tire. Now you have a flat tire. You're on a flat. You have to pull over to the side of the road. You have to now strategize and plan based on that event that just happened so that you can recalibrate and level up to get back in this flow of your journey. I trust you're tracking with me as we take this journey together today, shaping up to win here on Motivational Monday with Coach Adams, and we're looking at springing into action and resurrecting our dreams, moving to another level in our vision so that we can achieve our goals and ultimately live our dreams. We have an acronym that we're working through, RESURRECT, and the R in our acronym is Raise Your Awareness, Raise Our Awareness. I say yours and I say ours because for those of you that are regular listeners, as you know, Coach Adams is always letting you know, I am in the trenches with you. All of us are still in process. What matters most is the use that we make of that dash in between our sunrise and our sunset. And so as long as we still have a blank date on our sunset, we still have something to do. We still have things that we can grow from, that we're learning. We're still ultimately in process. And so as I'm in process with you, I'm speaking this that was given to me, this acronym as it was created in me, but I'm speaking it to me as well because I'm still in process myself, growing on my journey. So resurrect, raise our awareness to another level of consciousness. E, evaluate where we are locating ourselves. S, strategize and plan from where we are. Strategize and plan based on where we are. Because if you've set goals 6 months ago and you haven't achieved those goals, they now become woulda, coulda, shoulda. I wish I would, I wish I could, I woulda, shoulda, coulda, and you haven't achieved them, you now have to strategize and plan from where you are. One of the things that I have learned is that we can have the greatest hopes and desires, but there's more than just having a hope and a desire. In order for me to live out my dreams, I have to strategize and I have to plan. That is taking those thoughts and ideas that are in my mind, those abstract images and all of that information, and writing it out, writing that vision and making it plain, writing it out, having a clear strategy. I remember last year when I said yes to the Change Book number 14, the installment that I'm a part of, the information was outlined associated with the strategy and the plan. There were certain deadlines that each of us as co-authors, the 20 co-authors that contributed to this project, this insight into empowerment on various layers of various subjects and topics of life. And so each of us got the information around the strategy and the plan. If you want to participate with this project, this is the strategy. You have to have this in by this date. You have to do this. You have to, you know, everything was clearly outlined. And so that's what we're talking about as it relates to living out our dreams. Our dreams don't just haphazardly happen. We can't just fumble through life and anticipate that we're going to achieve great results. There has to be a plan. We have to have strategies in place. And so if there's been this area of your life that needs resurrecting, you have to step back and be honest and evaluate and raise your greater level of awareness. Did I now have a clear strategies and plans in place? Did I lose focus on my strategies and plans? And so these are things that you have to continuously look at and evaluate. Again, the journey is a process. It never stops until your sunset. That's when the journey is over. It doesn't matter what your age is. None of that matters. What matters is that we're all in process, and it's never too late. I love my mentors because they often remind us it's never too late. You can begin again. You're not too old. Dream. You can do it. So wherever you are on your journey, know that it's never too late to recalibrate. It's never too late to recalibrate why, so you can level up and align yourself with what your desires are. Our U in our acronym for Resurrect, as we're springing into action and looking at resurrecting our dreams, is we must unify with our vision. So often our vision, we are disconnected with our vision. And so when I'm saying unify yourselves with your vision, you have to make your vision has to become a single unit with you. You have to unite with your vision. In order for your dreams to become a reality, you must be united with them. It can't be something that's abstract on the horizon, but rather you have to have this unified connection with your vision, this unified connection with your goals, this unified connection with your dreams in order for your dreams to become a reality. And so if you are separated from and it feels abstract, you need to do what you need to do to reconnect and unify with your vision. To unify, with your goals to unify. So it can't be these separate parts. They have to become one with you, a part of your very DNA, because that's where the passion comes from that will keep you progressing and moving in the direction of your dreams. And so for many of us, there is not the unification is lacking, and there's a disconnection between what I desire and this progression on my journey of closing the gap from where I am to where I desire to grow. And so I want to encourage you that when you make a deeper connection with your vision, when you are more synergized with your goals, and now it's not something that's abstract, but it's fluid and you're flowing with your dreams, and it's like these parts, these independent parts that have come together, and now you're unified, there's something different that happens because you've become one with your vision. You've become one with your goals. You've become one with your dreams. And that's what is so key. And so as we're shaping up to win today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you, as we're shaping up to win and we're looking at springing into action and resurrecting our dreams, we're working through an acronym. Our acronym is RESURRECT, RESURRECT, R, Raise Our Awareness. Having a level of consciousness, a greater level of consciousness. Evaluate. We're evaluating where we are. We're locating where we are on our journey. And we're not afraid to do that. To thine own self be true. We're not the ostrich with our head stuck in the sand. S, we're strategizing and planning on our journey, for our journey. We're strategizing and planning from where we are to where we desire to grow. Not where we were 6 months from now, but from where we are today to where we desire to grow. And on our journey, we have to continuously strategize and redefine and look at and evaluate continuously our plan and the significance of that, and how will I close this gap from where I am to where I desire to grow. As we are in this process and flow, we must understand that I need to be unified with my vision. There needs to be a unification with my goals. There needs to be unity with me and my dreams. I need to be one with them. They need to be a part of my fiber, of my being. I need to become a single unit. I need to unite with my desires. I need to unite with my vision. I need to unite with my goals. I need to unite with my dreams. R, I must continuously revisit my why. You know, so often, many of you that are regular listeners, you hear Coach Adams saying that on our journey, it's not as significant of how will I close this, how will I get there. But what is most significant is understanding, as we revisit our why this vision. That's what's most important. Why this vision? Why have I selected these particular goals? Why am I striving for these goals? Why this dream? Why am I efforting to achieve this dream? So we have to peel back the layers and revisit continuously the why. Because whatever it is that we desire, if we do not have a greater cause associated with those desires, over time, what will happen is the dreams will die, the goals will die, the vision will die, if there is not a greater cause. I remember doing a training on From Good to Great, and one of the things that the author spoke on that I loved and appreciated is he spoke on this very subject, and I've been speaking on this for some time, the significance of the why. What's driving you? What is the because? What's pushing you? What has set you into motion? Why? And when I saw that in reflecting on moving from good to great, I thought, wow, that is so key, having a greater cause. If it's just about the money, guess what? You're going to have times when the money is not going to be there. And if it's just about the money and the money is not there, guess what? It's going to die. There's not, because if the money is not there, now you're going to lose the passion. So on our journey, it can never just solely be about the money. I'm not minimizing the significance and the importance of money, but what I'm saying is that your vision, your goals, your dreams cannot just be about the money. Yes, over time, the money will come, and that over time is different for each person. I can't tell you what that's going to look like. But what I can say is that if you don't have a greater cause associated with your vision, a greater cause associated with your dreams, a greater cause associated with your goals, when if it's only the money, when the money is not there, your vision's going to die, your goals are going to die, your dreams are going to die. So you have to have something greater than just the money. It has to be greater. And that greater is that passion on the inside. So whatever that looks like, you have to tap into that and revisit why. Why am I selecting this vision? Why am I fighting to achieve these goals? Why this dream? Our next R is renew. We must, and we're talking about, again, be reminded that we're talking about springing into action and resurrecting our dreams. And so in order for me to resurrect my dreams, in addition to raising my awareness, evaluating where I am on the journey, strategizing and planning from where I am, uniting with my vision, revisit the why, I must renew my commitment. I must renew my commitment. Are you only committed if the money is there? What's the commitment level? Are you committed in spite of, nevertheless? Like, for example, a marriage is supposed to be until death do us part, is the commitment. The commitment is not, oh, okay, when they start getting on your nerves, and I don't mean to step on anyone's toes. I know many have had divorces and had to come back from those situations. I get it. I understand it. I really do. I understand it. And so I want you to know that this is no judgment, but I want you to get what I'm saying around commitment, that whatever that commitment is quitting an option? You know, Napoleon Hill loved this quote, quitters never win and winners never quit. And many of us, we go into things with the mindset of, if it doesn't go the way that I want, I'm out, I'm quitting. Is that the level of commitment? What is the commitment? Because, again, you need to renew your commitment. As it relates to your vision, to your goals, to your dreams, are you committed until, whatever that until is, until I achieve this, until I reach this, until whatever that looks like, or when it gets tough because the commitment is shaky, the foundation is shaky, that you throw in a towel? And so I want us to recognize that we have to be clear on what is our commitment. You know, a spiritual partner of mine, she shares an illustration. She's like, we're in this, it's like a marriage. And what she's saying is that until death do us part. I'm committed. I honor that. I respect that. Now, life is about seasons. That's the only commitment that is, quote unquote, until death do us part, unless, you know, obviously that's your commitment to, for example, your vision, your business, whatever it may be. I can say, for example, with Coach Adams, as it related to the Change Book 14 and my involvement, I was like, I'm committed until it's completed. No matter what. And I want you to know it wasn't easy. And I'm just speaking about this one particular project, but there are many projects that I can speak about that, you know, as I'm a consultant and align with others' visions as a consultant, the question is raised, are you committed? And I'll have to restate, revisit my commitment. So whatever that looks like, you have to be clear on what is that commitment. Is a commitment for an express period of time, 9 months, 10 months, whatever it is, but you have to have a clear commitment. And if the areas of your life that you're struggling in, trying to bring life back to, you have to renew your commitment. And whatever that may look like, I can't tell you what that looks like for you, but you have to be willing to renew your commitment. Execute and take action. Execute. Whatever your vision is, whatever your goals are, your dream, you must do something. You have to execute and take action. For example, with the Change Book, and if you're interested in getting your copy, email Coach Adams at admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Give us a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101 if you want to hear more. Shameless plug right in there. But you have to evaluate and take action. So, for example, the Change Book, I had to sit down and write, put my fingers on the keypad, get into that quiet space, allow the thoughts to come, write. I had to, you know, edit the writing and just, you know, all of these various things. I had to do something. Whenever we come on the airwaves for Motivational Mondays, I have to do something. When I show up in my capacity for my mentors as their global master trainer, I got to do something. I can't just stand there. Action is required. In whatever you do, you have to execute. And so I want you to know that this executing is oftentimes why death appears in our vision, in our goals, in our dreams, because we are not executing. We're not doing something. You know, each day, each week, each month, what are you doing to close that gap? Take one step, then take the next step, but continue to move in the direction of your target is key. We must execute and take action. Our next is our C. We must challenge ourselves. I am fighting to constantly challenge myself. Why? Because so often we get into this comfort zone and we're no longer being challenged. We're no longer being stretched. And what I've grown to realize through the teachings of my mentors is that this journey of faith, faith requires that we grow comfortable in being uncomfortable. That's completely opposite of what many of us are taught. Many are taught get in your comfort zone and cruise through life. And when I got the realization of that, I realized that, wow, that's the complete opposite of some of the previous words that have been spoken. So I want you to know that you have to challenge yourself. I remember when I first took on a capacity that, wow, it was a huge undertaking. And until I was challenged, I didn't know how much more I had in me. And that's where many of us are, and we're kind of in this stagnant place because we're not allowing ourselves to be challenged. You won't know what's in you until what's in you is stretched beyond. A great athlete doesn't know until they're stretched beyond. A lot of times that second wind kicks in when you're already in overtime. But you won't know that you even have that capacity if you don't allow yourself to be challenged, if you don't allow yourself to be stretched. And that's what I want to share with you, that in order for you, which is our T, in order for you to thrive, which is the bottom line, we all want to thrive. What does it mean to thrive? To prosper, to have success. In order for us to flourish, as one would say, and grow or develop vigorously, which is to thrive, there are some things that have to happen beforehand. And that is exactly what we spoke about today. We talked about today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, and I want to give you a moment in the last few minutes of today's installment of Motivational Mondays. Maybe you have a question or a comment before I give my summary, and you would like the opportunity to share that with us. This is the time in our programming, our broadcast, when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Don't be shy. Maybe you have a question or a comment around the information that was shared today. I would love to know, did you find value in what you heard? Are you taking anything away? If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you must dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. As we prepare to summarize and bring today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, to a close, you have time to chime in as we're in our summary. If we see yourselves added to the queue, we'll bring you in and we welcome the discussion. So don't hesitate. At any time, press 1 on your telephone keypad. As we close out and summarize, we're looking at it's time to spring into action and to resurrect our dreams. How do I resurrect my dreams with this end result of the desire to thrive? How do I do that? I raise my consciousness and my awareness. R. Evaluate, E, where I am on my journey and locate where I am. S. I must strategize and plan continuously, not from where I was, but from where I am to where I desire to grow. You, I must unify with my vision. There must be unity. I must become one, this one single unit with my vision, with my goals, with my dream. R, I must revisit the why. Why am I electing this vision? Why these goals? Why am I selecting these particular dreams? R, I must renew my commitment. Wherever I am, when things fall into that dead place, I must renew my commitment. So often, couples in a marriage, they will renew their vows. when they're renewing their vows, what are they doing? They are re-solidifying their commitment. We must execute and take action. I can't just sit pretty or handsome, cute, in a chair and expect for everything to unfold. I must be proactive and active and intentional and deliberate. I must execute and take action. C, challenge. I must allow myself to be challenged continuously. I cannot get stuck in my comfort zone. I have to constantly push beyond my comfort zone in order to thrive. And that's what this whole journey today was all about, bringing back and resurrecting that which appears to be dead, raising from the dead and bringing new life into a particular area in our lives. Wow, it is amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. I want you to know that for those of you who would like to continue this discussion, continue the dialogue, maybe you were shy, you didn't want to ask a question live on the air. I get it. But you want to have the opportunity and an outlet to be able to do that. I want you to be aware that we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. And all you have to do if you're not already a part of the group is simply ask to join. It is, again, an open group. This is our platform for you to share your comments around any show, for you to ask a question and continue this discussion. Wow, maybe, just maybe, you have a great show idea, a guest that you feel would be a great added value to our global listening audience. There is a place for you to be able to do that in a safe environment. In addition, I want you to know that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to win. We appreciate you so much tuning into Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, and every Monday starts our full circle of empowerment to give you what you need to achieve greater success on your journey. In addition to our weekly broadcast and bringing coaching empowerment, motivation, and inspiration to jumpstart your week, twice a year, we have our Win Shop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams in a live empowering time to shape up and win in an empowerment workshop. 4 hours of power is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. If you're interested in more information in any of our full circle of empowerment that's available, send an email to admin@coachadams.com, or give us a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. I want to make you aware that we will not air live on next week, the 9th, because Coach Adams will be on travel literally on that day. So we're going to reconvene and come back together the following week, which would be April the 16th. So mark your calendar, save the date. Know that we have some dynamic guests on the horizon and some wonderful topics that we'll be sharing with you on. We want to thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams signing off temporarily for now. And if you're not already a part of my network, I encourage you to visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. You can send an email to add yourself to our database at admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Or give our offices a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Again, I thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This concludes today's broadcast. I coach and you win.